Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bachelet. Unidentified flying objects, UFOs. From my youth, UFOs always made me buy a Galaxy magazine if I could afford it. And when I could afford Popular Mechanics, I remember UFOs being debated in grave terms. Well, all these decades later, UFOs are here now. What you'd have to say is, with the blessing of the Pentagon, I welcome Patrick Tucker. He's the technology editor at Defense One, and he introduces us to a briefing by U.S. Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray in the spring of 2022 that is now, and the technical term is, stood up in office in the Pentagon about UFOs. Patrick, a very good evening to you. The presentation by Deputy Director Scott Bray, what did he tell the Congress that led to this change of direction? Good evening to you.
Good evening. So what we're talking about here is a growing number of reports about what we call UFOs, unidentified flying objects, what the military calls unidentified aerial phenomena, or UAPs. And it really goes back to April 2020, when the U.S. military declassified three videos that were taken by Navy pilots that basically looked like strange UFOs flying in the air. The pilots are like, these things are moving at 100 knots. We have no idea what it is. They were pretty freaked out. After that, the U.S. military stood up a new office to look at what these things were and to see how often these sorts of experiences were being reported. It was called the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force, and that has just been was recently rebranded the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, or AARO. What happened yesterday is AARO, through the Directorate of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, it's a military office. AARO is the Office of the Director of National Intelligence is the intelligence community. So handshake there between the two agencies, released their big report. They catalog a big increase in the number of reports that they've had from service people. This is important. These aren't just, you know, folks out in Roswell or you know, the middle of America that are seeing strange things in the night sky or you know, experiencing interference on their shortwave radios. These are members of the United States military, primarily Navy aviators or Navy pilots that have these real experiences. They take them to the AARO office and they're reported. And basically, in the 17 years before March of 2021, the military had 144 of these sightings. Between March 2021 and August of last year, 366 additional sightings. Some of them were had just never reached the level of reporting. A lot of them were new. That's 510 cases of basically UFOs. Now, of those, the vast majority can be categorized. They looked at them and they figured out this is either a reconnaissance drone, possibly from China. A lot of them are sort of runaway weather balloons or things that it's literally floating trash. But 171 of these, the report calls uncharacterized and unattributed. So basically no one knows what they are. But there's a growing concern about them because these things could pose a health risk, a collision risk to Navy aviators. Importantly, the report makes clear no one has suffered a health effect from their encounter with one of these things yet, and they don't seem to do anything besides float. So no one is going anywhere near attributing anything extraterrestrial to these things. But you do have in the report 171 of these that they just can't really explain yet.
Senator Mark Warner endorses. He's chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee and will be in the new Congress. He talks about stigma and that being that decreasing. What kind of stigma?
Right. Sort of the stigma of the service person who's reporting that they saw a UFO. It's not exactly the sort of thing that you want following you around as you pursue military advancement. As, you know, Lieutenant Skip Ryder over there believes he saw aliens. It's not your fast track to promotion. So one of the important things that's happened in standing up this office is to basically acknowledge this is a common, an increasingly common phenomenon among service members, and it's important to report them. It's important to catalog it, and it doesn't make you bad if you're reporting these. You actually have somewhat of an obligation to do it. So there's a lot of bipartisan support for this office, a lot of support within the military for this. And importantly, that just the standing up of this office, that's probably the reason why you're seeing this huge increase in the number of sightings. It's because now there's an actual way to collect data from officers, from aviators, from others that are experiencing these things, get it down, and you have incentive for people to report.
All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, pronounced ARROW, part of the Office of Director of National Intelligence. And we move from, as Patrick reports, many of these sightings are likely drones or weather balloons. We move to new thinking about drones at NASA at Northrop. Drones on the battlefield, drones as cargo. What is the vision that they have at the Pentagon about drones for battlefield landscapes?
Right. So Northrop Grumman, big, very famous weapon maker, currently making the new version of the B-21 bomber. The new version will be a big autonomous bomber who will be capable of having a human crew and likely would in the event that it had to deploy nuclear weapons. But this company also maker of the X-47B, a prototype program that the Navy ultimately didn't pursue, but they invented a fighter drone, basically, that could autonomously take off and land on an aircraft carrier, refuel in the air, which was also pretty key, very difficult to do. They've teamed with NASA to explore an architecture for pilotless cargo aircraft, and that would be over commercial airspace. So that's sort of a key thing, because that's the military has had autonomous supply and resupply in some very limited settings in some very kind of experimental ways. But on the actual battlefield in Afghanistan, in 2011, you had a self-flying helicopter called the K-MAX, owned by now Lockheed Martin, was capable of doing autonomous cargo pickups and landings. And since then, autonomy for helicopters has grown a lot. But what this new project that Northrop and NASA are working on is developing the architecture for really any vendor, any plane maker to work their autonomous flying solution for cargo aircraft into America's skies, basically into the national airspace system. And that is all the planes, all the airports, all the radars, anything that operates in the country's airspace that either reports or has a sensor, et cetera. Now, it's really key here, sort of like self-driving vehicles, that you have some common picture from the perspective of the government, from the FAA, so that everybody is operating under the same rules. You don't have Boeing or Aerojet or Airbus or whatever else, all with their own autonomous cargo craft that operate differently and no one is exactly sure what the rules are. So before you can have autonomous cargo aircraft crisscrossing the globe or over certainly continental United States, you have to have a basic architecture, the rules in place, and a good understanding of how these things are going to operate with other crewed aircraft on the runways with human crews on the ground, and with each other, and also how they're going to handle things like debris, et cetera. Basically, you have to know how these things are going to operate with each other and with the rest of the world before you can give the green light for, lots of different types of companies to eventually have, pilotless, cargo aircraft delivering packages. And that's going to have the military is interested as well, of course, because they have a logistics issue in the event of a major conflict with China, as China would as well. Logistics, of course, is the thing that actually wins wars. You know, accelerating that is key. But really, this holds potential for modern life as we know it. And we're talking lately about, you know, big supply chain disruptions. The future of pilotless cargo aircraft would have a big impact on that in the future. And you wouldn't see the sorts of disruptions in supply that we're seeing now in a future where pilotless cargo craft are the norm.
Patrick Tucker, the technology editor at Defense One, reporting to us that there is not called UFO office, but I'm going to call it that, a UFO office at the Pentagon. UFO office at the Pentagon. We can imagine the first act of a Hollywood movie. It'll be a doozy. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.